Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to talk about, interesting title, Something for Nothing. Over the years, we've discovered that if something doesn't cost you anything, then it is very likely not of value to you. We've seen it time after time. We sow debt-busting material into people's lives, only to discover that they never read the book or listened to our CD. A book never read or CD never listened to will not change a life. It will not release the seeds of financial freedom. We've learned that even if we hurt for and desire change for someone, they must want it themselves. On a number of occasions, I've given books to young people in churches with an offer of $20 to anyone who reads the book and writes a one-page summary. I've only had one young man take advantage of that offer. We've sown debt terminators, $100 value, Millionaire University, $189 value, to the lives of numerous people who never opened the first page, listen to a word on the CDs, or taking the first step out of the bondage and despair of debt and into financial freedom. We've observed that in most people, not all, but most, if something doesn't cost them something, then they won't fully value it. In 2 Samuel 24:24, King David approaches one of his subjects, Arunah, to buy some land so he can offer a sacrifice to the Lord at the Lord's command. As an honorable subject, Aravna, offers to give King everything he needs for sacrifice. But the scripture says, "And the king said unto Aravna, Nay, but I will surely buy it at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, my God, which doth cost me nothing." The Message Bible says, I'm not going to offer God, my God, sacrifices that are no sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you give something that costs you something, it becomes precious to you. So in effect, King David is saying, I will not offer unto my God that which is not precious to me. The scripture is clear. When we give that which is of value to us, God is moved and our circumstances are changed. So let us digress a minute or two. In Proverbs 17:18, Message Bible, it says, it's stupid to try to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you could never pay. The scripture says it's stupid to try to get something for nothing. And the key word here is try, which means it's not going to happen. In life, you either do stuff or you don't. Trying is something that just, well, doesn't cut it. Because generally, if somebody says to you, oh, I'll try to call you tomorrow, or I'll try to finish the report today, or I'll try to make a payment before the 15th, I'll try to do better. I'll try to keep that appointment. I'll try not to charge anything else on the credit card. Can you think of other ways in which people have used the word try? In seminars all over the world, my husband and I have asked people to try to take an ink pen out of our hand. They always reach up and take it out. Then we say, look, we told you to try, not to take it. So here's the revelation. You don't try anything. You either decide you're going to do it or you don't. The difference between trying and doing is willpower.
Now back to the teaching. The Lord led us to further revelation as we read 1 Chronicles 21:23-25 in the New International Version. It says, Aravna said to David, take it. Let the Lord, the king, do whatever pleases him. Look, I will give the oxen for burnt offerings, the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give all this. But King David replied to Araunah, No, I insist on paying the full price. I will take nothing for the Lord. I will not take for the Lord what is yours. Say it again. I will not take for the Lord what is yours. A sacrifice, a burnt offering, that costs me nothing. So David paid Araunah 600 shekels of gold for the site. You know, as I was reading verse 25, I looked up in the commentary and found that 600 shekels of gold is the equivalent of 15 pounds of gold. This is 16, there's 16 ounces in a pound. So David gave Araunah about 300 ounces of gold. Are you ready for this? As I was writing this, I checked and found that gold is now selling at almost $2,000 an ounce. Wow, that's a lot of money. And not only that, if you figure out what King David paid Araunah for the equivalent of the land, that's some serious money. As I was reading over this, several things stirred in me. First, Araunah was either fearful of King David and his army, or he was a very generous man. Some people believe Araunah was afraid because 1 Chronicles 21:20 says, While Araunah was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel and his four sons who were with him hid themselves. I don't think we can assume that Araunah was afraid of King David. I don't think we can assume that. It says that his sons ran, but he waited to see what the appearance of the angel and the king meant. Consider the reactions in the scriptures when they encountered angels. Jacob even wrestled with an angel. No doubt, King David could have taken that Araunah was offering to give him as king. Hallelujah. But he also probably knew that wasn't the king's style. Araunah did. Now, I think it's fair to say that Araunah was also a wealthy man. If the property he purchased was purchased by King David for nearly $500,000 in today's money, then obviously Araunah was not living on the other side of the tracks.
The second point is when we offer to bless someone and you display a desire, a willingness to give something that is of value to you, then a spiritual dynamic is also loosed in your life and finances. Araunah was willing to give King David everything he needed. As a result of Araunah's willingness to give, in his generosity, he was blessed by a very large sum of money, but also from his, something that stayed usually in the land in somebody's name forever. However, that very site that David bought was where the temple was later built by King Solomon. Third, when you give, there's always an immediate benefit and a progressive benefit. The progressive benefit is always greater than that of the immediate, meaning Araunah immediately received the financial benefit when he received, so much money from King David. His progressive benefit was that later on, when, as I said, the king had King Solomon.
He used that land.
When he made Solomon king, is the way I should have said it, and Solomon built the temple, he used that land that came from Araunah's family. So for generations, the family of Araunah would tell the story that the temple was built on land that they once owned. So in a sense, he memorialized in scripture what happened on that day that Araunah was willing to give the land, but that King David bought the land.
And the offerings, things for the offering and all that.
It's cool. That's all I noticed.
Yeah. He got benefits from unmatched gifts.
That's right. Even selling it was amazing.
One more observation, the last part of 2 Samuel 24:25 says, God was moved by the prayers, and that was the end of the disaster. If you take the time to read the entire story, you'll discover that David's disaster was of his own making. In addition, it reveals God's love for his children, for he takes David's disaster and turns it to good. When we give that which has value to us, or as King David says in verse 24, the Message Bible, no sacrifices that are no sacrifice, then something is loosed in the spiritual realm. Mm. God can make good out of the worst disasters if we let him.
That's right.
Think about that. When we give that which has value to us, God is moved by our prayers and our circumstances change.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you're given an opportunity to sow, whether it's into a ministry or your church or, you know, good ground like ours, make sure that what you're giving has value to you. One more thing. If you want to move the hand of God in your situation or bring an end to financial disaster in your life, then you must take the first step by sowing that which is valuable or precious to you. When we're guided by the right motives, when we're willing to give what's valuable to us, then we will experience the manifold blessings of God.
Amen.
And that's a big amen and hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And be blessed.
That's right.
And
have a sensational Saturday, because we're going to have a super Sunday.
Spectacular Sunday.
Okay, I'll go for that one. Then. Anyway, enjoy your
Saturday. And we told you lately Saturday. That we love you and we appreciate you.
We do.
We do. And we pray for you.
Yes, we do.
Because we believe you pray for us too.
Hallelujah.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.